Look, cleaner, I know that. You always tell me that. And I always tell you, you just don't starch and press t-shirts because you just don't do it. Mom likes hers pressed. Johnny lets out a sigh. Artie realizes he's gone too far. Listen, Artie, I get it, but I'm not Mom. And I don't want my t-shirts to be starched and pressed. It's a Black Sabbath t-shirt. I just wear it out with a pair of jeans, okay? Can you just give them a simple wash and dry from now on, please? Low heat, tumble dry? Artie asks, wanting to get a good procedure locked down. Johnny smiles. Yeah, Artie. I think that would be perfect. Thanks, bud. I can do it now, Artie offers. I have to go. Okay. It won't happen again, Johnny. Thanks, Artie, Johnny says with a gentle smile. And Johnny, Artie asks, what? I'm sorry. It's okay, bud. It's okay. Johnny feels a little bad as Artie walks away. They are brothers. They even look a little alike. It isn't too much of a stretch to see the similar genes. Dark hair, blue eyes, pronounced eyebrows. But that is where the similarities end. After all, Artie is different. A little pudgy, glasses. It is possible to tell from looking at his face that something isn't quite right. There are medical names that could be assigned, but most of those wouldn't quite hit the mark. He is older than Johnny by 6 years, but his peculiarities keep him living at home. Johnny, on the other hand, doesn't have an excuse to still be living at home, other than Artie and his mom. They both need him around. That's what he tells himself, anyway. Johnny's bedroom is the same room he has always had. Mattress on the floor, no box spring, no bed frame. Posters of rock bands on the wall from when he was younger. Black Sabbath, Motorhead, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC. Some muscle cars, too. He hadn't bothered to take them down as he outgrew them. He also hadn't bothered to clean his room very often. Clothes, remnants of food, and beer cans on the floor. This is all a stark contrast to Artie's room. Clinically clean, with the bed tightly made. And then there are the walls of Artie's room and their curious decor. The walls neatly display pictures of clothes, washing machines, and dryers. There are brochures about various lines of laundry equipment on his little desk. Some of the more colorful ones are also hanging on the wall. There are also coupons for laundry detergents, fabric softeners, and stain removal products on the desk in an envelope. The source of his nickname, Cleaner, is no mystery at all. Artie likes to clean. Laundry, to be exact. Chapter 2. This is it, I guess. This is as good as it is going to get. Where did I go wrong? Where was the misstep? Was it one, or was it many? 1,000 little errors landing me here. Landing me nowhere. Nowhere but here. Nice shirt, man, Goat says with a smile as he sees Johnny's starched Black Sabbath t-shirt, its military creases running from each shoulder down to the waist. Up yours, Johnny replies. That cotton really holds the crease, doesn't it? Yeah, it does, Johnny says. You couldn't iron them out or anything? I tried, but damn. He uses an industrial press, and he looks at me like I'm ripping his heart out. What can I say? My brother is crazy. Yeah, but that son of a bitch can iron some shirts, can't he? He sure as hell can. You want another one? What time do we have to be at work? Goat asks. Not till 10:30. Shit. Let's do this. Two more, Lucy, Johnny says to the barmaid. BB's bar.